Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What if my degree is not related to the position I apply for? Ano ang pwede kong gawin? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Get Hired Podcast episode. Hi and welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired Podcast, where we aim to help you land your dream job. And right before we start, I just want to thank everyone na nakafollow na sa ating podcast here on Spotify or Apple Podcast or kung saan man na kayo nakikinig. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends. Thank you for sharing your own stories on how some of the episodes helped you to find a job for you. And whether you're looking for a job for right now or for a shot at a long-term career, I'm hoping this podcast helps you as well. Okay? So if hindi pa kayo naka-follow, you can hit follow. If you find this helpful, maybe you can consider giving us 5 stars or rating. And tuloy na tayo sa ating conversation ngayon. Okay, so itong question na to, na ano pong gagawin ko kapag hindi related yung degree ko dun sa gusto kong mapasok na trabaho, is quite a common question. Okay? Marami na nagtanong sa akin ito. In fact, we already covered this in a YouTube video from maybe 3 years or more. And today, ang gagawin natin is hihimayin natin yung mga pwede ninyong sabihin, pwede ninyong gawin, or pwede ninyong i-focus sa conversation kapag kayo ay nandoon sa job application. Na ipapreface ko rin to by saying that I tried recording this podcast live sa aking Learn With Laika live stream. Pero dahil medyo faulty yung audio natin, I'm going to re-record this for you. But that's perfectly fine kasi now we get to include some of the stories that people shared with me doon sa challenge ko sa mga nakikinig. Kasi this morning, what I did was I asked yung mga nakikinig kung sila ba, do they feel na yung degree nila hindi related dun sa trabaho nila ngayon? And here are a few of those people na nag-share ng story nila. So we have, ito si Craven Ganders. Sabi niya, ang kanyang degree is in financial management. Pero ang work niya ay nasa HR. Si Teacher Pearl naman ay licensed professional teacher, so siya ay LPT, pero nasa BPO company. Si Tristan Jello de Vera, fashion designer, at ang work niya naman ay virtual assistant. At si Officer Ramia Gumonza, AB English, ang kanyang bachelor's degree, pero siya ay police officer. Okay? So again, these are just some of the examples that we have. Some of them, marami pang iba. So sorry dala sa mga hindi ka pa mamimension, but thank you so much for sharing your stories in this stream kasi I'm sure a lot of people were encouraged to see na again, hindi ito ganun ka-uncommon as one would think. In fact, ako nga, I am a psychology graduate. I have yung license ko, so registered psychometrician ako. Pero a lot of what I do is teach. And I teach English, math, logic, so test prep at iba pa. A little bit on the marketing din, branding side, content creation. Pero kung titingnan mo, hindi naman directly talaga related yung mga ginagawa ko on a daily basis sa aking degree. It's just that may mga ilang takeaways ako from my degree that I find helpful in this field that I'm in right now. And so, when you enter that conversation, dapat ganun yung idea natin. Ano yung pwede kong gawin? Ano yung things that I can bring to the table? And if anything, kung ano nga yung degree mo can even help you na magkaroon ka ng edge over the other applicants kung mapapatunayan mo na magagamit mo rin yung knowledge na yun dun sa field na yun kahit hindi siya obvious, kahit hindi siya sobrang halata. Okay? Now, let me start off by saying that we have to talk about facts here. No? Ang realidad ng situation is that kung meron kayong makita na job posting, di ba, nakalagay doon, age na gusto nilang makuha, ano yung degree na preferred nila for that position, aaminin natin, kung hindi swak yung degree natin, that it's going to be an uphill battle. Ibig sabihin, pwede na hindi kanila bigyan ng pabor right away. Kumbaga, kung dalawa kayong aplikante, yung other person has yung degree niya na binigay nila or pinost nila dun sa mismong job posting, mas ikaw, yung degree mo hindi exactly related, baka kumbaga meron na siyang plus points over you right off the bat. Tanggapin natin yan kasi realidad yun eh, yun ang totoo sa sitwasyon. Pero that doesn't mean na hindi ka na pwedeng sumubok. Lalo na kung feeling mo naman, eh akma ka dun sa posisyon na yun, yun talaga ang field na gusto mong mapasukan at na kailangan mo lang ng chance or ng opportunity to prove yourself. A lot of people think kasi agad-agad na parang, hey, hindi posible na yan or hindi na ako pwedeng maging part niyan kasi ito yung this is what I have on paper. But I want to introduce sa inyo yung isang concept no, na kailangan nating pag-isipan, which is this. Why do we even go to schools in the first place, right? Why do we even try to earn a degree in something? Now, ano ba ibig sabihin ng may diploma ka or may degree ka dun sa field na yon? The idea really is rooted sa education as a way to equip you, no? Equip you with something na magagamit mo out in the real world in that field. At yung something na yan is what we call skills. Skills. So, pumapasok tayo sa school para magkaroon tayo ng skills na magagamit natin for our future. So, now the next question is this. But can you get skills outside? The same skills, ha? Outside the classroom. Now, in many ways, totoo, posible pa rin yun. Right? For example, sa akin, my skills when it comes to communication, di ba? Which I bank on a lot bilang public speaker, bilang writer, bilang content creator. These were things na hindi naman tinuro sa akin sa loob ng classroom kasi wala naman kaming straight na okay, communication arts na courses or na na mga subjects, sabihin na natin. While I was taking up psychology, what we did have was English, we had research, we had psychology of persuasion, pero hindi siya direct com na courses. Pero saan ko natutuhan itong skills na to? Natutuhan ko siya in the outside world because I started hosting events, I started speaking at a quite young age, no? I also got involved in theater. So kahit pa paano, yung communication, natutuhan ko out there in the real world. So again, not having the exact degree doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the skills that they need. What you need to do is to present it well. Now, meron akong bibigay sa inyo na pattern. It's called the star pattern. This, I'm hoping, this mnemonic device will help you parang kahit pa paano have goals ng mga bagay na kailangan mong ma-express or ma-introduce doon sa hiring manager or doon sa nag-i-interview sa'yo, sa iyong potential boss. Kasi I feel if you have all these four things covered, kung ma-express mo to, hindi man to the letter ha, as hindi nyo nasasabihin directly, pero kahit papano na-imply nyo siya sa conversation, this is going to help you get hired. Magkakaroon kayo ng kahit papano fighting chance, kahit na ang degree mo ay hindi swak doon sa job position. Or even if, actually, kahit na pasok pa rin yung degree mo, makakatulong din ito sa inyo. Now, the first word, the first letter dun sa ating mnemonic device is S. And na-mention ko na kanina, it's all about skills. I-expound ko lang a little bit. You have to present yung availability of skills that you have. Now, again, hindi man sakto sa degree mo, ang pwede mong gawin would be silipin nyo, balikan nyo yung job posting. Diba sa ilalim, merong job description yan. meron yung mga responsibilities and duties na expected ka to perform if you ever land that job. Whether it's filing, communication, curriculum development. I-describe nila, di ba? This person will be in charge of this and that. This person will be expected to do this and that. Balikan mo yun. Tapos, lahat ng mga individual bullet points na yun, what you're going to do is to deduce kung anong skill yung kailangan doon. Tapos, imamatch mo siya dun sa skills na meron ka. Yung totoong meron ka ha, hindi kailangan magsinungaling. So, kung kunyari, sabi nila, okay, we want someone who will handle the books, for example, sa business. Bookkeeping ang skill na hinahanap nila. Hindi ka nag-undergo ng course sa bookkeeping, hindi ka accounting major, hindi ka nag-ABM as your strand in high school, pero ikaw yung nag-handle ng books sa size store ninyo or sa small business ng auntie mo. Or you learned to do this on your own kasi nag-self-study ka. Diba? Meron kang mga kahit paano onting trainings, webinars, meron kang certification on this. Ibig sabihin, kahit na hindi yun obvious na meron ka through your diploma, pero meron ka nito, meron kang actual skill na nakuha mo elsewhere, pwede mo siyang i-present na ganun. I may not have taken up accountancy, or I did not finish this degree, but I learned this, which is one of the roles expected of this job position, by helping my parents in their business, or by volunteer teaching. Ganun. So, makukuha mo yung skills from outside. So, yun yung gagawin ninyo. Homework yun. And it requires a bit of research. Ano ba yung hinihingi ng position? At alin sa mga life experiences, sa mga skills na meron ako in real life, ang meron talaga ako noon. And then find a way to introduce that pagdating sa interview. Kasi tatanungin naman nila yan eh. Actually, kung kitang-kita na, okay, iba yung degree mo dun sa expected, sabihin, oh, HRM ang course mo, bakit ka nag-a-apply as a teacher or bakit ka nag-a-apply as this? Tatanong yun eh. That's the time for you to introduce na meron kang real skills to bank on. Okay, so that's the first letter, S for skills. We're going to talk about the other three, pero before that, let's take a quick break, okay?
Hi everyone, Andy here from True Logic. I hope you're enjoying this episode right now. And if you're interested in digital and everything that goes on online that can help you with your businesses or digital careers, have a listen to our podcast too. True Logic DX, the podcast edition, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Powered by Podmachine. Check us out after.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so the word is star. Yan, star yung ating mnemonic device. Nasabi na natin, S is for skills. Now, yung T naman is this, and it's very important, okay? You have to be able to express that you are teachable. Okay, so number one, I have the S, skills. Number two, I am T, teachable. Now, bakit ito importante? Kasi, again, inaamin natin na kumbaga we are at a disadvantage, at a slight disadvantage, kung yung course or degree ko, eh hindi yung expected nila sa aplikante nila. Pero you can make up for it in being teachable. Kasi alam natin na there are people who are too big for their own britches, masyadong mayabang, masyadong magaling, na porket ito yung course na tinapos ko, alam ko na yan lahat. Hindi nyo ako pwedeng kontrahin, di ba? O ito na yung nakasanayan kong gawin kasi yun ang tinuro sa amin. So, paninindigan ko to. When, in fact, in the real world, and some of you who've already had experience pagdating sa actual jobs, could would probably agree with me, no? Na pagdating nyo sa real world, may mga systems in place na kailangan aralin. May culture yung company. May sarili silang software. May sarili silang workflow, right? Merong sistema na kailangan mong aralin pag nandun ka na. And if masyado kang mayabang about your skills, na parang, hindi, ako, ganito kasi yung degree ko, so alam ko na to, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos ayaw mong makinig versus someone na hindi nga ganun yung degree, di ba? Pero willing naman matuto, willing makinig, willing magpa-mentor, there are bosses na mas inclined na piliin yung teachable versus the one that is on paper more skilled. So now, another way that you can introduce yourself pagdating dito sa difference ng courses would be to state that you are teachable. Now, how do you prove that? Aside from just saying na I'm teachable, kasi anyone can say that naman, you can prove it with your actions by taking up mga voluntary na courses, short courses online, yun, mag-compile kayo ng mga attendance nyo sa mga libreng webinar. Ang dami niyan ngayon, lalo na online pa ang mga bagay-bagay, no? So, itype nyo lang sa internet, free certificate courses, and you will find a lot of options. Syempre, just be, be mindful lang na baka na huwag kayo magpabudol dun sa mga masyadong expensive na ganun. Or dun sa mga libre naman, pero wala ka namang makukuha. Pero you can really just go and do your research. Again, hindi ko kayo spoon feed about this. Just make an effort. I-research nyo, Harvard X yan, EdX, yung offer sa Coursera, yung mga different na platforms na ganun. Hanap kayo ng magbibigay sa yung certificate. Ilista ninyo sa resume ninyo kung yan ay related doon sa in-applyan ninyong trabaho, kahit na hindi siya related dun sa course that you finished. For example, when I was parang fresh out of college, no, meron pa akong ibang spare time sa kamay ko. Naghahunting talaga ako ng mga ganyan. So, marami akong mga odd na certificates from here and there, on the Old Testament, meron akong on forensics, meron akong on, of course, writing, people development, graphic design. Random bag siya of things some other people would think. Pero I'm grateful for those courses kasi it helped keep my mind sharp. And if in case I need to find a job in certain fields, meron akong proof na I'm the type of person na willing to learn. Kumbaga, lifelong learner ako. Kasi hindi ako natapos after graduation. I pursued other opportunities for learning. So that's something that you can do then. So you can tell them, I may lack some of the skills, but as you can see, I have a thirst for knowledge, I'm willing to learn, and I actually think that my lack of on-paper experience on this field can help me when it comes to being teachable and malleable. I will eagerly absorb everything that you teach me. You can tell them, I'm looking for mentorship, on top of this job experience, and I'm excited to learn under someone. I'm excited to hear more from my potential boss and just adapt, grow through this experience. And again, if the person you're talking to, yung boss ninyo, hiring manager nyo, yung company na yon is into that, baka mas piliin ka pa nila kaysa dun sa on paper magaling. Okay? Now, yung third letter natin, it's A, no? Ito yon, you have to have the right attitude. Now, I'm not going to say, ito yung right attitude. Dapat kimika, dapat tahimik ka, dapat ano ka, mabola ka, dapat ano ka, madaldal ka. Walang ganon. Hindi ko sasabihin na, okay, ito yung mold, tapos ipagkasya yung sarili nyo doon. Now, the reason why I'm not going to do that is because, number one, it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be unnatural. And a lot of people can read through that. Alam nila pag nagpapanggap ka lang. And number two, I always tell you this, looking for a job is much like dating yung dating process, di ba? Kailangan, you find someone you like, and you find someone who likes you back. Parang ganun. Para fit kayo pareho. Kumbaga, you don't just need to be the right person, but the other person has to be the right one for you. And they need to acknowledge and see that you are the right person for them as well. No, ganun, parang naghahanap ka rin ng match. Imagine, para kayong puzzle pieces, di ba, na kailangan nag-fit ng maayos. Or at least, onti lang yung kailangan adjustment. Ganun din sa trabaho. So, what I would encourage you to do would be to have the right attitude by being your authentic self, no, being yourself. Kumbaga, kung ano talaga yung kaya mong i-bring to the table, yun lang sasabihin mo. If you're a very honest person, you can say that. Ako, I've actually used the line na sinasabi ko din sa inyo sa iba-ibang mga job interviews. Like, I would say, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and sometimes I mean when I say it. I've said that in actual job interviews and gotten hired. So, it really works to be yourself, no? That way then, kung hindi ka nila gusto because they see you as, ay, naku, masyado tong, ano, masyado siyang outspoken for us, or masyado siya namang mahiyain for us, okay lang yun kasi hindi ikaw yung hinahanap nilang tao. And it's actually better for you. We have a podcast episode where I talked about how helpful it could be to be rejected. So how do you deal with getting rejected for a job position? And you can actually listen to that and maybe get a few tips from that as well. So what happens if you don't get chosen? Diba? What happens if hindi ka nila pinili? Now, ang isa sa mga pinaka-importante natin pag-usapan is hindi yan ang end-all be-all ng lahat. Okay? And minsan, mas maganda pa nga na hindi ka makuha kasi ibig sabihin lang nun, hindi ka rin fit for them in the long term. No? And that's actually one of the ways na malalaman natin na effective yung hiring process. Kasi kesa yung ma-accept ka dun sa position na yun, tas you will waste a few, maybe weeks of your life just to find out na hindi ka pala yung tamang tao para dun, hindi ka pala pareho ng value sa kanila, hindi mo pala kayang maatim yung mga ginagawa nila dun, di ba? Kumbaga, hindi ka fit talaga. So, again, just bring the right attitude. Di ba? And maybe you could be the right person for them. Mas maganda na yun, ma-reject ka ng mabilis, kesa yung mapasok ka doon tapos minsan yung iba naiipit na. So, hindi na nakakaalis. So, that's something to think about. Okay? Now, next natin, last nating letter is letter R. Kasi STAR yung acronym natin. So, skills, teachable, right attitude, and now R, we're going to talk about real life experiences. Now, ano ibig sabihin ko dito? Everyone has a story. And I would be lying if sasabihin ko sa inyo na yung personal experience ng isang tao ay hindi importante pagdating sa job interview. Because you can watch sa mga other content creators na nasa HR field, other bosses, ng mga CEO ng iba't ibang company. And they would have stories to share about people na at first glance parang hindi ako masyadong sold dito ah. But when that person shared their story, that person shared their real life experience, their hugot, their bubog, their motivation, bigla silang, ah, okay, sige, let me give this person a chance. And that person proved na, oh nga, tama pala siyang tao for the position. Maraming ganong situations. So you could share, you can bank on your real life experience. Iba pa to dun sa skills ha, na okay, nakuha ko to sa volunteer work ko or sa ibang mga life experiences ko kasi I've had to have a summer job or something like that. What we're talking about dito is letting them see a little bit of your vulnerability, a little bit about yung where you're coming from, ano yung motivation mo. Kasi that could give credit, that could give weight doon sa kung sino ka as a person. May mga students, sa totoo lang, na nagsisend sa akin ng message na parang, Coach, okay lang ba na sabihin na working student ako? Okay lang ba na, kasi late akong gumraduate. It took me 7 years instead of the 4 years kasi kailangan ko magbawas ng units kasi ako nag-aaral, nagpapaaral sa sarili ko. So, itong tao na to, kumbaga, nahihiya siya na delayed siya gumraduate. Pero ang reason nung pagiging delayed niya sa pag-graduate is dahil working student siya. And may mga times na ganun, and I would tell them, hindi nakakahiya na maging working student. Hindi nakakahiya maging single parent. Hindi nakakahiya na meron kang real life experiences. In fact, those experiences could help prove your case na ikaw yung tipo ng tao na resilient ka, hindi ka sumusuko, pinaglalaban mo kung ano yung tingin mong tama, nag-e-effort ka sa trabaho. Hindi ako madidisappoint na delayed ka nag-aral o na 7 years ka nag-aral dahil kulang ka ng pampaaral sa sarili mo. In fact, the fact na you actually did your what you could, hindi nga your part kasi responsibilidad naman dapat ng magulang na paaralin yung anak. Pero ginawa mo more than what's expected of you kasi ginawa mo ng paraan yung sarili mo. Plus points nga yun eh. Diba? Plus points yun. And I shared the story dun sa live recording supposedly of how one of the applicants for a job na ako yung hiring manager told me a story na sabi niya, I'm a solo parent. And because I'm a solo parent, I have to provide for my daughter and have a stable source of income. Sinabi niya talaga yun. Now, umiyak ba siya? Nagpaawa ba siya sa akin na parang, bigyan niyo ako ng trabaho kasi kailangan ko kasi single parent ako? Hindi. Sinabi niya lang na yun yung motivation niya, na yun yung reason why disiplinado siya, di ba? Na siya yung tipo ng tao na pag binigyan mo siya ng opportunity, hindi niya papakawalan. Kasi gusto niya ng stable source of income for her daughter. Now, nakabawas ba yun sa kanya? Hindi. Diba? Nakadagdag pa nga eh. Kasi nag-share siya ng real life experience that shows yung character niya, kung sino siya, saan yung hugot niya, ano yung motivation niya. Okay? So again, four things that you may want to consider sharing, no? Be smart about this whenever you apply for a job position. Again, regardless of kung related yung degree mo o hindi, these can help. Number one, you have to be able to share that I have the skills for the job. Number two, that I am teachable. Number three, that I have the right attitude for your company. Number three, that I have real life experience. So that what they get isn't just your diploma. What they get is you. Kasi at the end of the day, yun naman talaga ang gusto nila eh. Kung gusto nila ng robot, gusto nila ng someone perfect, di ba? I-automate na lang nila yung system. Di kumuha na lang sila ng AI para mag-serve doon. Pero the fact that they're looking for people for this position, ibig sabihin, they want real people too. So you don't need to be perfect. You need to be real. And if your realness isn't the right fit for them, that's fine. Just walk away, find another opportunity. Ang importante, hindi tayo susuko. To find the position din na para sa atin. You know how I always stress na parang this podcast is here to help you land your dream job. Now, I admit medyo ano yun, medyo short-sighted yata na ang ginamit kong word is job. Pero what I want you to understand is when you land your dream job, when I say, you know, okay, this podcast is designed to help you land your dream job, it may not be this next job that you're preparing for. Kasi this next job could be just a temporary thing for you na makaipon ka to put yourself back through school. Makaipon ka ng lakas ng loob para mag-apply for your actual dream job. Okay lang yun. Hindi man immediate, pero in the future, I'm hoping that everything we talked about here and in the previous episodes will help you land your dream job. Kung hindi pa ito yon, okay lang. Ang importante, you're going to be on your way sa journey na yan. Okay? So again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me sa isa na namang Get Hired podcast episode. If you want more tips, if you want to reach out and share your story, ask for my advice para sa mas intimate na things, para sa mas situational na things, you can send your stories over at www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika para makita natin, mabasa natin, and hopefully masagot ko yan really soon. All right? Thanks for listening. Again, follow the podcast if you haven't yet. Pwede nyo na yung kaming bigyan ng 5-star rating if you want. Walang pilitin. And I'll talk to you next time. Alright? Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi everyone, Andy here from True Logic. I hope you're enjoying this episode right now. And if you're interested in digital and everything that goes on online that can help you with your businesses or digital careers, have a listen to our podcast too. TrueLogic DX, the podcast edition, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Powered by Podmachine. Check us out after.